This is Peoria's Hidden Treasures on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Chani Lyons. At the Hartman Gallery on the Bradley University campus, an installation by Chicago artist Gerda Meyer Bernstein shows 22 mannequins lying in a circle with their feet facing toward the center. It is called Marginalized. The mannequins are anonymous female corpses shrouded in burlap who strike frozen poses. They represent the continuous stream of inequities against women throughout the world. Bernstein knows that art has the power to change society. Her work is not easy to look at. In viewing it, the artist wants us to consider what our responsibility to one another truly is. She says, "I want my work to provoke thought and debate in the viewer. Remembering the dead requires our sustaining hope for the future." On October 22nd, a juried exhibition of self-portraits by Central Illinois women artists opens in the studios on Sheridan Gallery. The exhibit is called Me. Some of the self-portraits are exact likenesses. Others are representations of who the artist is, what she values about herself, what is important to her. They are views, objects, narrative refrains prepared in a variety of mediums. There is a mirror in the exhibit gallery. Above it, the question, "How do you see yourself?" Visitors are invited to leave a self-portrait sketch or a comment on the index cards nearby. The Peoria Riverfront Museum offers several new exhibits opening in mid-October that feature work by Illinois women. In the main gallery, Making Their Mark, Illinois Women Artists from 1940 to 1960, is a display of paintings, sculpture, and works on paper by 55 remarkable artists who worked from the end of the Great Depression through World War II and the booming prosperity of the 1950s and on to the radical changes of the 1960s. Their art is personal, subjective, occasionally visionary or political. They experimented. What distinguished them from artists in the rest of the nation, who were following Jackson Pollock's lead into abstract expressionism, was their interest in representational art, figures in particular, but with an edge. One of the painters, Gertrude Abercrombie, who accompanied jazz musician Dizzy Gillespie on the piano in Sunday jam sessions at her home in Hyde Park, painted herself as a witch, a queen, a fortune teller, a young girl. As she used to say, her paintings were a little offbeat, a little mysterious. Artist Martil painted sculptural landscapes like Cézanne. You'll see her painting of the Sea of Galloway in the exhibition. Her work was very popular in the 50s, but she is best remembered for creating the Doomsday Clock, which portrays how close we are to destroying our civilization. In 2015, the clock read 3 minutes to midnight. Martil once said that as an artist, you train your eye to notice, to pay attention, and to move nature around. And that's one of the great fascinations and challenges of being an artist. You can move mountains. Next time on Hidden Treasures, we will preview several other fall exhibitions. Peoria's Hidden Treasures is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois, exploring works of public art in the Peoria area. For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Chani Lyons.